Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. And we give your name praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Let's say good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, to you, to you. Amen. Top of the morning to all of our family. Amen. Of our visitors. Amen. Everyone calling in on today, we greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. As we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for one more day that the Lord he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is great, and the Lord's name, it is greatly to be praised. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We want to greet all of our first-time visitors calling in for the first time, fellowshipping with us on our platform. We greet you in Jesus' name, amen, and we welcome you. We pray that you will enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back, and as much as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all praise, giving God all glory, and giving God all the honor. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning, and it is a pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We have been teaching, amen, on signs of the last days and times, according to the word of God coming out of the book of 2 Timothy, that we might be aware of what time it is. Amen. Glory be to God. So often, especially before the days of the cell phone, now people just look on their cell phone to see what time it is, but very rarely do you even see individuals wearing watches. Watches are becoming a little obsolete nowadays, amen, but people would stop people on the street and different ventures and say, excuse me, can I bother you for the time? And they would look at their watch and clock and give them the time. Amen. So, beloved, we need to know what time it is. Amen. We need to know what time it is. And the word of God breaks that down for us so that we will not be ignorant. Amen. Because it's not God's desire, amen, for his children, amen, to be ignorant. Amen. So this is the series that we've been in, amen, for the last few days. And we want to continue here on this morning, amen, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to read just a couple verses for you. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Verse number 1 reads, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Verse number 3. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. Amen and amen. We want to stop there this morning. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Yesterday, amen, the Holy Spirit broke down to us, amen, the unthankful and the unholy. Amen. How those two go together. Amen. Glory be to God. And how unthankfulness and evil is tied in together. Amen. So hopefully after yesterday's teaching, amen, we have a different attitude. And we are counting our blessings and being thankful and grateful unto the Lord. Amen. For all things. Today we want to move and talk a little bit on verse 3. Amen. Without natural affection, truce breakers, and false accusers. Amen. We titled this teaching today, The Family That Prays Together Stays Together. The Family That Prays Together Stays Together. Glory be to God. Beloved, I remember, glory be to God, recall, amen, as I was growing up during the years, amen, and I've been around for a minute, amen, in as much as I am legally a senior citizen with a red, white, and blue card to prove it, amen. But I can recall the days, beloved, growing up, my mother and my father and my seven sisters, glory be to God, and a time when we ate together and a time when we prayed together and we spent our evenings and our weekends together and we went to church together. We even rode everywhere in the car together. Glory be to God, little Batmobile car. Amen. We was happy for that little car. Glory be to God. But we did all this because, number one, it was the only one car that we had. See, and if we spent time away from home, it was at the home of another family member. Or a friend, or maybe a church function. But, beloved, we were together most of the time, as were most of the families back in those days. But this is not the case for most families today, because most homes own multiple cars today. See, everyone often travels separately, following their various busy schedules. And as a result, few families sit down to eat a meal together. And even if they do, it is rarely cooked at home, but usually is eaten at a restaurant. Families don't even watch television together anymore, beloved, because they have so many televisions in their homes. See, they can all be home, yet not together, watching different programs in different parts of the house. Unfortunately, many families don't even attend the same church. The truth is, if families are going to spend time together today, it won't usually happen unless they cancel something else and schedule time to make it happen. The day of families spending large amounts of time together has almost vanished in our modern-day world. But according to the signpost that our brother Paul lists in our scripture this morning, coming out of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, the deterioration of close families and marriages are developments that will occur in the last days. Paul next told us, beloved, that society will be without natural affection. Without natural affection. These words, beloved, translated in the Greek, describes a lack of devotion or commitment to one's family. In other words, it pictures a disjointed family that has lost the closeness that it once possessed. It gives reference to an unloving, non-nurturing, uncaring family environment. The traditional family relationships that once exist in abundance are threatened today, beloved. They are threatened by schedules, multiple jobs in one home, financial pressure, divorce, kids living with separate parents, multiple cars that help to create separate paths of each family member's life, multiple televisions per room, and so on and so forth. Parents go one direction while children go another direction. And very often, even dad and mom don't go the same direction. Thus, the family resides in one house together, but they don't share life together. And most often, they don't even share a meal together unless they schedule it into their week. Sociologists say, beloved, that this troubling trend has contributed to rebellion in children who feel neglected or the children feel unwanted. Attention disorders in children who are rushed from one place to the next or who spend time watching television instead of enjoying time with their parents and siblings. And marital relationships deteriorating as a result of life moving so fast that husband and wife don't take time to connect and share their hearts and lives in a meaningful way. This problem today is epidemic, beloved. School teacher about the state of children today. And teachers everywhere will verify that the family is in serious trouble. Beloved, this is one of the signposts that we have entered the last of the last of the last days. People who assert that the family situation today is no different than in previous times are either deliberately negligent or blind to the facts. We have only to read the statistics and the reports of what is happening to the family to nearly be shaken to the core, beloved. It is a sign of the times in which we are living. Thank God, those of us who love him do not have to fall victim to this plight, beloved. By living according to God's word and by making our families and participation in a local church a priority, we can build strong families even in these last days. If we don't take time to build our families right, we will unfortunately reap sad consequences. These are the last days. Therefore, we are obligated to wisely build our families to resist the spiritual storms that are characteristic of this age. Well, Paul goes on, beloved, glory be to God, to tell us next that the deterioration of the family will be so rampant in the last days that families will be affected by truce breakers. Truce breakers. The word truce breakers in the Greek, beloved, gives reference to one who breaks a truce or one who breaks a covenant. It describes a covenant that is broken due to irreconcilable differences. In this verse, Paul had just been speaking about the deteriorating family relationships, and he was predicting a rampant outbreak of divorce in the very last of the last days. Family relationships will decline to such a degree in the last days, beloved, that it will give rise to a widespread epidemic of divorce. Lacking a commitment to work through problems, husbands and wives who already are moving so fast that they are nearly living separate lives will find it easier to just keep permanently moving in different directions rather than sticking it out and working through their problems. Paul even used this Greek word, truce breakers, beloved, to let us know the claim of irreconcilable differences will be used as the main reason of divorce. The Holy Spirit prophesies through Paul that when divorce hits epidemic proportions, beloved, it is a signpost that the world has entered the final chapters of the last days. Divorce is at an all-time high in world history. The introduction of no-fault divorce, otherwise referred to as irreconcilable differences, has had a huge contributor to the largest increase of divorce in history. Billions of dollars are spent annually on support payments, and tens of thousands of professional workers administrate and enforce child support arrangements. In short, beloved, divorce is sadly one of the biggest industries in the world today. Knowing that we live in these last days, beloved, we who are married must stay before the Lord. Keep a pure heart and cleave to the spouse that God gave us. If you struggle in your marital relationship, beloved, God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit commend it. Yes, it may take some time and it may take some work, but in most cases, with God's help, you will find that you don't have to become another casualty of this trend toward divorce that is so rampant in the world today. But if you have already fallen victim of this symptom of the last days, I want you to know that God's grace is present to fully restore. He loves you, and he cares deeply for the wounds this has inflicted on your soul and on the souls of your children. With the help of God and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, it is possible for you to fully recover from this trauma. God is always present to help those who call on him in a time of need. Where divorce is rampant, the courts are overloaded with lawsuits. And this leads to the next point that Paul lists and his signposts of the last days. He wrote that society will experience a wave of false accusers. False accusers. Verse number 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. Beloved, pay close attention to this point, because I believe that you're going to find is very, very interesting. The word false accusers in the Greek is used to picture people who argue and debate in a court of law in order to win material gain or to get legal advantage. Just as the word devil means accuser or slanderer, Paul uses this word to depict a time when people will excessively accuse, excessively slander, and sue to gain material substance or to get legal advantage. Paul forecast a time when, rather than sit down and work it out, people will overload the legal system with lawsuits because they find it easier and more convenient, or to their financial advantage, to accuse and sue rather than to settle their differences. In fact, it may seem as if the devil himself has taken over the legal system as more and more people join this frenzy and resort to suing each other. Beloved, does this sound familiar to the world that we live in today? Beloved, as I read Paul's list of signposts indicating that the last days have begun, I am simply amazed at the accuracy of the Bible. Paul told us that society will be without natural affection. They will be truth breakers. They will be false accusers. 2,000 years in advance, the Holy Spirit perfectly forecast what would occur in society at the end of the ages. So let us look at this scripture in the Greek, beloved, with the Greek definition. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. Reads like this in the Greek. Love and commitment for family will degenerate. Divorce will become epidemic with irreconcilable differences being the major cause for separation. And the court system will be overwhelmed as people go overboard in their suing others and in being sued. Wow. Wow. Let's read that one more time as we close this morning, beloved. Love and commitment for family will degenerate. Divorce will become epidemic, reconcilable differences, being the major cause for separation. And the court system will be overwhelmed as people go overboard in their suing others and in being sued. My God, Jesus. Beloved, it's amazing to read, isn't it? It's amazing to read. 2,000 years ago, this was written. That what we see going on today in family and marriages in our court system was prophesied over 2,000 years ago. Yet these are the days that we live in. But God has not abandoned us to these turbulent times, beloved. We have the Word of God as our instruction manual. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, as our mentor and our guide. And we have other brothers and sisters in the Christian community on whom we can lean for support and help when it is needed. With all that God has provided, we are well able to live victoriously for Him in these last times. It's not a time for you to throw in the towel of despair, beloved. But it's time for you to throw up your hands with a shout of victory. You are truly a part of a chosen generation that is experiencing not only the end of the age, but also history's greatest opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to help bring in a last harvest of souls before the church concludes. What a privilege. What a privilege. What a joy divine. So, beloved, continue to fortify yourself with God's word. Learn to let the Holy Spirit's power flow unhindered through you. And run your race with endurance all the way to the end. My grandmother used to sing a song, Lord, help me to make 100. 99 and a half. Just won't do. Glory be to the living God. In the midst of all of your other responsibilities before God, beloved, make a quality decision to set aside time to spend with family as a top priority so you can keep family relationships strong and healthy. And before you conclude your race one day, because the day is coming, determined to do all that you can to tell the good news of Jesus to people, beloved, so that when you make the big exit, you will take as many people with you as possible. You don't want to make the big exit alone, but you want to be able to take many, 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 many others because of your witnessing, because of your testifying, because of your life, that somebody was affected. Somebody was drawn out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Somebody was adopted into God's royal family, the royal priesthood. See, because of you, how God used you in this last day and this last hour. What a privilege. What a privilege to be counted in this army, beloved, for this great harvest of souls. And this is what God is doing right now. Oh, yeah, the platform is being set for this great harvest of souls. Oh, yeah, this Delta and coronavirus and whatever else is coming and whatever else is here, this is what it's all about, beloved. The stage is being set. Oh, it's being set. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for using us. Hallelujah. Anybody happy about it? Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Lord, we are so glad that you saved us and delivered us from the destruction that is at work in the lost world today. When we read your word and watch what is happening in the world around us, Father, we see how carefully you tried to warn us of these things and to prepare us to live victoriously in them. How can we ever thank you enough for so carefully revealing the future and the truth to those of us who love you and love your word? Now that we really see what a pivotal time this is, beloved, we ask you, Father, to help us live each day wisely and not to waste a minute. And Father, please teach us to take advantage of each opportunity when we can tell the good news of Jesus' saving grace to people who are lost and in need of him. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today, and God's word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish all that the Lord has sent it to do. Amen and amen. So on Thursday, when we come back, Lord's willing, we want to continue. Amen. Paul says in the last days, people will be fierce and they will be despisers of those that are good. We want to look at that. Amen. On Thursday, Lord's willing. Amen. When we come back, as we continue the signs of the last days. Amen. Confirming things, it's time to get ready to go home. Don't fall in love with this world, because we're not going to be here much longer. We're not going to be here much longer, beloved. Not going to be here. Don't make a difference what go down. It don't make a difference. Glory be to God. It could be nuclear war. Amen. They said that Putin, that's watching on the news, that Russia is so far advanced. Amen. It don't make a difference. We're not afraid what it is. It could be the Delta. It could be the Pelter. It could be the Kelter. It could be a nuclear war. It don't make no difference, because before it all hit, we're going to be out of here. The family of God is going to be out of here, saints. Amen. So let's not fall in love with this world, because it's almost time to go. And we take that so lightly. We take it so lightly because we've been hearing it so long. See, beloved, let me tell you something. 1,000 years is one day, and one day is 1,000 years. It could be 1,000 years. Amen. It could be 1,000 minutes. I mean, like, we don't look at it. We never look at it like today could be the day. We believe it, but we think it's sometime in a far distance. Nah, we have all the signs. God is so gracious to us. He said, I can't tell you the day I'm coming back. He said, but let me tell you the signs to look for. These are all the signs. Amen. And he said, then you know that the time is near. So saints, amen, let's get ready. Let's not be found getting ready. Let's be ready. Amen. Glory, be packed up. Pack what you packing? Well, we not taking nothing out of here. Amen. When I say be packed up, amen, make sure your heart is ready. Make sure your heart is ready. That's what you're taking out of here. Whatever's in your heart is what you're taking. He said, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Whatever is in your heart is what you're taking. If love is in your heart, love is what you're taking. If unforgiveness is in your heart, that's what you're taking. Now we got to go to Revelations, amen, and show you that certain people with certain stuff in their heart ain't getting in. And that's a whole different subject for a whole different time. Amen. So we just want to thank God. If we find ourselves coming short of the mark, beloved, God says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God has given us another day not just to serve in his kingdom, but to also get before him in prayer and let him do some purging and help to make the necessary changes, because only the pure in heart shall see God. Amen and amen. All right, that's it for today. All right, now tomorrow we have a birthday to celebrate tomorrow. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. Our sister Joanne Brothers has a birthday tomorrow. We want to celebrate her. And if there's any other August birthdays, reach out to us before the month is over. Please, please reach out to us. Amen. And tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. So we want everyone to come with a praise report. Come on. Come on. We want everybody to come. We want everybody to be in queue tomorrow. Amen. We want everybody to come and take a minute or two and give God some praise. Now, if you don't have nothing to praise God for, and we haven't opened up the lines like this in about a month, and you're going to tell me a whole month done going by and you ain't got nothing to praise God for, then that's a sad commentary there. That ain't good. That ain't good. But if we opened up the line and said, I want everybody to come and tell us what problems you're dealing with, tell us your difficulties. Oh, now we ain't got enough time to hear from everybody. Well, let me put my problem in. Saints, let me tell y'all what the devil did. Saints, let me tell, you want to talk about that? But if we say, let's open up the line and give God some praise and give God some glory and testify, amen, of something that the Lord has done for you, now you got to think real hard. Now, saints, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Amen. So pray about it. Amen. Tomorrow, come on and give God some praise and tell the Lord thank you for something. For something. Amen. That's what we're going to do tomorrow, Lord's willing, and we'll be celebrating our sister's birthday. Amen. And we'll pick back on here on the signs of the last times. Amen. On Thursday, if it be God's will. Amen. Let us know today, beloved, that the family that prays together is the family that stays together. I have this big sign as we give a benediction on my kitchen wall, and it says this here. It says, family will always be there when you need them. Life's greatest blessings are the ones who want you in their lives, love you no matter what. Is something wonderful. There's nothing like family. Amen? And that's the truth. And that's the truth. Family is a God idea. God instituted the family before he instituted the church. Think about that. Think about that. Amen? And amen. Father God, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We say thank you for the word of God that has come forth. Father, we say thank you for hiding your word deep down in our hearts. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for being truth breakers. Forgive us, Father God. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us for coming short of your glory, God. Forgive us. Anywhere we have failed you. But, Father, we say thank you for now being able to use us in this last hour to reach out to hurting families and hurting children and husbands and wives and let them know that it's not over. It's not over, Father, because you're the God of another chance, and you're God of you're a healing God. You're a healing God. And so, Father God, we lift up the children that have been affected by divorce and separation and children that are feeling that they were responsible for their parents not making it, children that are hurting it, Father God. We pray especially for the children. And, God, we don't know how a man can just get up and abandon his wife and his children. We don't understand that. And didn't go to and start another family somewhere else. We don't understand that. How can you abandon your wife to raise these children on her own and you start another family somewhere else? But nevertheless, Father God, when our mother and father forsake us, then the Lord will take us up. And we thank you, Father God, that you are the healing bread and you are Jehovah Jireh. And so, Father God, we thank you that we're sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And we bless you and we say thank you for all the signs. And our eyes are wide open. We see plainly, Father, without a shadow of a doubt, without a question. We are not in the last days. We are in the last of the last days. God, you couldn't have been more gracious. You didn't have to warn us like this and say, let me show you what's going to be going down right before I come. You went as far to cross every T and dot every I and say, this is what's going to be happening in the last of the last, and we are here. But we are here to be used. And we say, Father, we are rolling up our sleeves, and we say, we're ready to go where you send us. And to do what you would have us to do and to say what you would have us to say. And we say thank you, God. And we bless you and we magnify you. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we go forward today, meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it, Father. Every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, we cancel it, Father God, and we say, not so. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, we shall condemn. Say thank you, God. We say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare, It cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen and amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, amen, hallelujah. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen, Lord willing, you've been an awesome friend. together as a family that stays together. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.